What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo. I'm Andrew Bedlam. Here's the Dicks.
I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling dead. In a motel room. Everybody I know, they look at me. Everybody I see, trying to get out free. Until the knife cut deep, cut into my soul. I say the devil is real, the fuck is laughing at me. I see our friends, they were started in. But me being dead, fucking motel room. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know. I heard a gun go off. It shot me in the back. I said the devil is real. I see him laughing at me. I heard an ambulance way down the road. I think I'm dead, dead in a motel room. I don't know who I am anymore.
All right, that was the Dicks on
Pogo City Radio.
Oh, don't say that. They're new wave.
How the fuck is everybody doing? I'm Andrew Bedlam. We've been up here fucking around for fucking hours because
Mr.
fucking Sean.
Waiting on Mr. Sam. Yeah.
Sean couldn't get here. But let's give everyone a proper introduction. Like I said, I'm Andrew. We got John, a new Jess. Colin, who's been here. King Colin from back in the Bedlam days.
King Kojo.
We got $4 Sean, my man over there.
What up?
Casey. Tim, hey. And that bitch, Jess. How the fuck you guys doing?
Am I just that bitch, Jess?
I am the lower class slut. Okay.
The lower class slut.
LC slut.
LC motherfucking J, bitches.
All right, but
yes.
Nice,
I like.
Very nice. Little. How much?
Not really prepared for tonight, so kind of just shit my way through that first intro.
Shit,
I don't have any tracks lined up because we were too busy talking about how Sean's late and a pain in the ass. But yeah,
he had a lot of sand that he had to empty out
of his vagina.
Vagina.
It's, yeah. It's a long process.
You know, it takes a while.
His
sorry,
brother
guys.
Had to help, and his wife, so.
That's why Colin came. There you go. There you go. There you go. Oof.
That's good.
There you go.
Yikes!
Got to use the sandblaster to get the sand out of Sean's vagina.
You got to dredge the badge.
A little chafed.
Real raw.
He's so chafed.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Ooh, baby, I
like
it
raw.
That has to be, that has to
be the wild card.
Card.
It's too early for the wild card, I'm always up for some old
shimmy,
dirty
shimmy,
bastard.
Yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
I'm also always up for some Bomb Squadron coming out of Reading, so here they are with Chaos and Disorder.
City,
I hate everyone!
Boy, I don't care, I just wanna destroy. Paper revolution.
Someone get me a bottle of vodka, please. That's Bomb Squadron.
It is really weird that you
radio.
Are sitting over there now.
That's yes. weird.
It is weird. I like it, though. Go fuck yourself.
Well, of
yourself.
Course you like it because you're sitting in front of the fucking fan.
Yes, I mean, I'm the one who, like, pays the electric bill and sits behind the fucking 900-degree computers all goddamn day. So, Jess and Tim having some fun playing with my vodka because I
before
right as we were about to start, like I said, we did like this 20-minute long sound check waiting for Sandy over there, and fucking, I'm in the middle of a sentence, not even
it's
fucking.
$4, Sean.
He's like, get it right.
It's $4, Sean.
I'm
man.
Cheap. I don't have a vagina. I'm fucking sitting here, dude. My chair
you,
just
I'm
rolled
sorry.
Away. I fell
no,
on
I
the ground,
have the $4.
On the ground, and dumped a full seconds. Glass of vodka all over my dick, soaking wet,
do you
saturated.
Seldomly
fell
have
on the
$5 and then ask for the dollar back, though.
I was mid sentence. Don't even know what happened.
No, I have $4.
Always just have $4.
You got it. You had to be there.
He's like Cheeseburger Eddie. You know what I'm saying? I got these cheeseburgers, man. Cheeseburger Eddie over there. You know what I'm saying? But,
okay.
LCJ, she just ran out, but she wanted to hear some Banner of Fucking Hope. And you know I love those
Cheers
90s.
And beers.
I love those 90s Jersey bands. So here's one of them coming at you live on Pogo. Banner of Hope, Cheers and Beers. All right, that was Banner of Hope right there. I know, I was talking shit. We
Tim,
played it for you.
You've been a muted motherfucker.
Totally I know, I did. I was making sure. I meant everybody else. But yes, we're hanging out on Pogo on our usual Friday night parties. Now, normally, we'd be talking about the shows going on and all that. But Tim, since you're here.
Normally for like the past like 4 months.
Yeah, I know.
Normally,
we used to back
in the day.
I feel like you're the guy to talk about this. Can we talk about anything that's going on August 1st or can we not talk about anything that's going on?
I have no issue with that at all.
I still trying to have like a bunch of people.
Let's figure it out. What's the deal, Tim?
There's no
no one can hear you.
It's outside.
No one can hear you.
Let
you
everybody know it's not going to be like people that are interested in coming. It's not like a show. It's a wedding.
Yeah.
Celebration.
Donations
it's
for beers.
Like,
you don't have to pay to get in, being that it's a wedding. It's
but
donations.
But, like, don't go expecting to go for a show. Like, it's going to be, like, a short band, like, couple bands playing for
like,
the reception.
Like, three songs
and then
per
like,
band.
You know, like, friends drinking after.
It's all
kind
gonna
of,
be outside.
But
they can't hear you talking, Tim. They can't hear you. Do you hear me?
You got to talk into your mic.
Well, all right, no.
There we go.
I don't care, you know, what anybody hears about the wedding.
So what's going on, Tim? I'm telling you to like, right, tell
so
me what's going on.
As far as we were talking about before, we have the date's August 1st. We have the every band that was originally on the bill, and apparently still the Mike Blanks and the Paradabs.
I believe so.
As far as we all know, but therefore, even if they don't play,
there
it's Blank 77.
There might be one
iffy
band.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I guess
more
everybody's
likely not
confirmed,
even. But
so.
Even still, same lineup on the
from before
on the bill. That's not a show. But again,
This is very confusing. I'm going to play a song. You guys figure out what you want to say. And then we'll clear all this up. We'll clear all this up.
I think that's a good idea.
You know, forget I mentioned anything. And maybe we'll talk about it in a later episode.
No, we should just figure it out.
Maybe you should play that USA song now.
I'm going to get to some Cockney Rejects, and then we're going to get to a good song. Now, I'm going to play the re-record of Fighting in the Streets because it's awesome. All right,
awesome.
We'll talk. We're going to get to it, and then we're going to get to some Mike Portnoy doing some Exploit It. Faith No More covering the Exploit It. How does that happen?
Faith No More, the singer.
What is it?
Covering some Exploit It. So we're going to get to that, too.
We were listening to it earlier.
But up first, we are getting to the Cockney Rejects. Here's Fighting in the Streets.
I mean, it ain't no DMB, but...
All right, that was the Cockney Rejects on Pogo City Radio, the re-record. Me and LCJ were talking how just like so much more thrashy.
I love the Cockney Rejects, but they definitely re-recorded a bunch of songs, and it's like way more thrashy.
See,
and I'm like, I like Headbanger.
Yeah, you were saying to play that. Yeah,
I wanted to hear Headbanger, which is it's totally way more. You know.
But see, it's funny though, because most of the time when bands re-record and they do that, I don't like it. But I like
it. Yeah, you like that. Yeah.
And it's so funny because the Cockney Rejects are more like traditional. Oi.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird.
But they do like a re-rendition kind of their old songs in a different, like not like completely different, but it's
different.
Yeah. Fresh.
Yeah.
It's new, and I love that kind of genre too, like thrash. Some, little,
like Overkill.
That I'm not a fan of. I my dad listened to Overkill.
But what about like if you're gonna say thrash? Are you talking about the core four? Because I feel like that would be Megadeth, Metallica, Anthrax, and
Slayer.
Really?
That's the core four. That's what they call them.
Of thrash? Back before
Metallica was like, are you Unforgiven too?
I don't know. I wouldn't put that on the same spectrum.
Like back before that, you know
what I
mean?
I was thinking more of like a Mia.
Ah, yes, I got you. Like
80s.
Yeah, DRI. Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
Metallica's a
but they're not the core four though. They attribute that to.
I like that shirt though.
I wouldn't put that in the same.
You're wearing a Metallica shirt.
I am.
Yeah, you're wearing a Metallica shirt.
I love
Injustice
for All. I love old Metallica.
Yeah, well, that would be.
It's not from that tour, but the tour of 88.
Advertising it, yes.
Yeah, that's a.
And Justice for All.
Metallica was awesome.
Nice reprint. Nice reprint.
That's like when they were touring with Guns N' Roses and James Hetfield got caught on fire, I think.
Really?
I think that's when it was. And then Guns N' Roses walked off the stage after like two songs and riot
Metallica
happened.
Metallica definitely sucked for a while, but this Metallica's badass. Yeah. They're totally like, you know. And a lot of punk bands got their influence. You know, yeah. 90 punk bands.
Yo, guys, you're arguing in the background of the podcast. Yeah.
A lot of bands that I love got their influences from like early Metallica. So, you know, I love that shit.
Now, we're going to get to one that John wanted to hear, and I didn't know existed, but here's Mr. Bungle.
Well, it's new, man.
Covering the Exploited on Pogo City Radio.
Oh, I love
Radio.
This fucking song.
Mr. Bungle. Covering
I've never
the
even
exploited.
Heard of Mr. Bungle before.
It's a side project. It's good shit, though.
Of who?
Faith No Mike More. Patton. That's what we were talking about.
Faith, oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
What is this?
It?
That one. That one.
I'm trying to think. I remember. Like,
now I want to listen to Fugazi. Now I want to listen to Sitting in a Waiting Room. Same era.
Yo, Angel Dust is a fucking awesome record.
There you go. I don't think Colin's on. Is Colin on? Are we gonna play it? Or I guess Fugazi.
Yeah, we're playing
Fugazi and then
maybe. Come on, bro.
Maybe some
minor threat.
Only Fugazi song I know.
Walking in. Come on, play some Fugazi, bro. Come on, bro. Give all me right, a fucking coffee. I'm walking my dog here. Come on.
So,
we're
going to do some
so
Fugazi
fun.
And then we'll play some Minor Threat because I like to get drunk to Minor Threat.
Guilty.
Here's Fugazi with Waiting Room. Not that one.
No. I got it. Why not?
We'll be right back. All right, that was Fugazi on Pogo City Radio. Here is the Cramps with Human Fly.
Oh, yes. I was going to request this earlier, actually.
Pogo City Radio.
Sure you are.
Nine to six eyes. I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock.
Cramps on Pogo City Radio with Human Fly, coming off the first album. What the hell? Off the bone. Off
That's
the motherfucking.
I know. I got you. Thank you.
I'm getting kind of aggravated because I have to keep like reminding John to unmute all of the mics.
I got. See, we switched places.
I'm like, you're in my spot. Because Andrew can't remember. And he's not even in position right now.
Yes, I'm in a completely different spot because it's too hot over there and I've sat over there for too long.
It is.
That is much better.
It's hot as a motherfucker up here.
It is much better, is it not? See, I was going to do it. Normally, I can do that through Alexa, but we have her, like, killed right now because we don't need her in the board.
Fuck that bitch.
Nah, I love Alexa. She thinks I'm the, you know, she thinks I'm gorgeous.
Yeah, and soon she's going to kill you.
She call you daddy?
Skynet. Oh, she does more than call me daddy,
that's
big boy.
That's my mama.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I love my robot bitches. Sometimes I call
the
wrong
name.
I'll be yelling for Google when I need Alexa and vice versa.
Did you just call
I mean?
Me Google?
They're gonna, I know. They're going to find out I'm cheating on them.
Did
you know
just
what
Google
I mean?
Me?
I'm juggling robo bitches. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do.
The other day was like, how do you get that thing on your phone where you just talk to it and she gives you answers? I'm like, well, you have to download the assistant. So I was like, here you go. And she's like, they're not millennials. Like my best friend now. Oh, I just ask her anything. I'm like, oh, God.
That's right.
She could be nine, too. So I'm like, ooh.
There you go. See, my favorite, I like when I tell mine to enter smoke mode and all the lights turn green and it says it's 420. Put it in the air. And it starts playing Cypress Hill Hits from the Bong.
Hits from the Bong.
It's fucking great. Fucking great. Fucking great. But yeah, we're just sitting in the pogo.
Motherfucking.
Sitting in, what did you want to hear?
Abrasive Wheels.
Tim wants to hear.
Hell yeah.
Tim and Sean want some Abrasive Wheels. Young Punk Band? Should we do another punk band?
Just another
young punk band. All right, here is the Abrasive Wheels coming off When the Punks Go Marching In on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo punk. City Radio.
How many people are there on this record?
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Abrasive Wheels.
I love the Abrasive Wheels.
They're not too bad.
Who doesn't love the Abrasive Wheels?
Good. They're not as good as Dave Matthews.
See, at least she admits it.
See, John and Jess regularly argue over which one of them likes Dave Matthews more.
He's not like a hippie at all, but no, you know, I just kind of like to give him a hard time because
I'm sorry, John.
Thing where we both equally hate Dave Matthews, but like I like to be like, hey, Dave, you know.
There you go. And you can find out how this all started if you listen to the archives.
Yeah, you gotta go to the archives.
Over at PogoCity.stream.
Yeah, yeah, totally started back then.
Go and listen to all 400
something
episodes.
But I will tell you that honestly, he really, really likes fish.
Do you
Not
like
the
fish?
Food. He likes the band.
And the food.
You can't even
food.
Spell it, yo.
What a PH?
Oh, so you're a fan.
My cousins live in Vermont.
A bunch of jam bands. I'll listen to Fish if you guys got some acid or something. You know what I'm saying? Then maybe I'll listen to Fish.
Well, she's like,
now that you mention it. But yes,
you ever listen to bad music?
Well,
while
open
you're
your
like
tongue,
your
brother, and open that third eye.
That's
rough. Pride open.
Rough. But yes. Now, we do got another song queued up. Now, Muggsy, who's a regular live listener.
He's one of our favorites.
Yes, he is. I don't know if he's listening live right now.
No, he is. He is.
I haven't checked the thread in a minute. But yeah, we got Muggsy hooked us up with some Sin Bin shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Sin Bin coming out of Allentown.
The Lehigh Valley.
And they also have a little demo up on Bandcamp. You guys can go to sinbin.bandcamp.com. Check out these three tracks. Here's one of them.
And Sean.
And Sean.
Sean's also in
the
singer. He's a singer. Yes. Yeah, he runs what's his like production?
Block Party.
Well, yeah,
Block
he
Party.
Does that. He does no, but he has his own
that's
like production. No.
Fall Risk.
Yes.
That's him and Lisa. His own was Block Party.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, no, they do the art gallery show every year. I think about last year.
Yes, they did. Yeah, I was at a different show that day. I forget what it was. He's like 10 years older than us. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, here is Sin Bin with a whole lot of background noise. And here is My Fist, Your Face. Sin Bin coming out of Allentown. Like I said, go to sinbin.bandcamp.com. Check out their demo. They got a 7-inch coming out. Look out for that. And look out for them to be doing some shows in the local area. Now, this next band, we got queued up.
I was just going to say real quick about Sin Bin. Muggsy, who we played that for, who's the bassist of the band, also used to be in Mad Dog Surrender, who we play, you know, kind of regularly.
Bethlehem Band.
Yeah, yeah, which was around back,
in the day.
We were young, back in high school, we were old enough to drink.
Yeah, before we were old enough to drink.
Before we were old enough to drive.
Muggsy's been in this area, like playing punk and fucking metal and hardcore.
So we're going to get to another band of friends of ours that we love. They're from a little bit further away, but you can go back to just like a week or two's ago's episode. I don't know how to talk anymore.
You guys Corona pre-party.
Go the Corona dance party pre-party.
I feel like we play this band a lot.
The unsubs?
Yeah.
But we're not. We haven't played this song.
Well, just so
before.
Joe knows,
because this is off the new album.
Oh shit!
This is all spoiler.
It's actually this vinyl waiting.
Do you in my bedroom?
In your bedroom? Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know if it counts if she's had it. She's never claimed it.
I said it was waiting.
I might sell it to somebody.
You
I
cannot.
Might.
It's
I
mine.
Might.
I will I sue might. You, bitch.
She will sue me.
Can I?
You can't get blood from a
stone. Listen. The person that you got it from, I have messages. No, wait.
No.
I have personal messages saying that it's mine and waiting at Andrew's house. So if it disappears, you are liable.
Show him,
show Andrew real quick.
I was also there.
Jess got her point across. I'm going to get my point across as to what I was telling you before, that Jade cannot hear anything that good. You know, right?
He can't hear you either.
Well, I mean, I'm right here. So, therefore, via Joe from the Unsubs, being the Unsubs, being the band being talked about, right? As to what I was saying to you before, Jade.
Also playing at Tim's wedding.
Exactly,
Hi.
Right? So, said album that Jess was just talking about, that I assume you have of hers, that she, whatever.
Hey, guys, Renee is trying to call in.
Let's stop interrupting everyone.
Sorry.
One at a time. Let Tim talk, then Casey, then Sean. Tim, go.
That's the only surprise I had for Jade via that.
Okay, so
that
Jade doesn't know that the Unsubs are playing.
No, she doesn't.
That's what I was going
to
say.
That's
doesn't
what I was
know.
Getting to as to what we were talking to about the Stabs playing.
You're almost as bad
party
as Andrew.
To your guts
okay, I'm gonna fill in Tim's words here. Yeah, Tim is trying to say that Jade does not know that the Unsubs are playing the wedding, and it's gonna
also
be a nice
hopefully
surprise.
Hopefully, she's not listening.
For
her.
Wait, what was the song that we were just talking about?
Okay, now Tim also wants to tell me about, and I hope Renee is listening. I know she is listening live, right? She's trying to call in.
Yeah, she's trying.
We'll
to
have
call.
Her call in after
give
this next song. After this next song.
Yeah.
But Renee, if you remember the song that I posted of me playing guitar and Tim singing, and Mike said. Yeah, and Mike said he liked it. Mike wants, I mean, Tim wants us to play that at the wedding as the Paradab. So you're going to have to learn that riff, and he's going to sing it with Mike, and we're going to do Party Till Your Guts Spill Out.
He's like, it's my song.
That's what, Tim's idea, Tim, and it's a surprise.
Spoiling it, kind of.
He told me to do it.
Jay doesn't
he told
listen.
Me to
Jay
say
doesn't
it.
Have this podcast.
He all he wants to do is
the
surprise
only time
Jay.
He actually listens to.
That's what he wants to say. That's
but
what he said.
I'm just saying that she could just get the urge.
Well, it's not my fault. He told me.
She could also be
she
like.
She could get the urge in one day to download it, but she has yet to do so.
Thanks, Jade. Well, thanks, Jade.
All right, so
we see how it is.
We're getting to the Unsub.
We see how it is, Jade.
All right, so this one's for Joe. Hey, John. This one's for Joe. Here's the Unsubs coming out of Virginia with Drinking Song off the new album. All right, that was the Unsubs coming out of Virginia right there. Like I said, their new album is in a bunch of record stores. You're unmuted. Are in a bunch of record stores. Hold on. Wait a second. Jess, talk in your mic.
No, I was just trying to be. I'm trying to be like my title.
But
yeah,
you can go
try.
What's my title?
Got you,
the lower class slut.
Well, no, I'm the producer.
Oh yes,
I'm totally the producer.
All
I keep taking
DB.
Order. And there's
when you remember the shows being recorded, when you
can't
have recollection.
I'm not always available.
No, I mean, sometimes you're on the show and then you don't remember that the show happened. Like, LCJ has no recollection of this pogo.
It's so funny. I have like a friend in Tennessee, and he was like messaging me on Instagram the other day, and he's like, I'm looking into the archives. That shit's fucking gold. He's like, I'm listening to that. The LCJ has no memory of this.
Recollection.
That was a hilarious episode.
That's also the name of the pogo.
Yes. Yeah. That's why he said. But I was like, it was so funny because I remember messaging Andrew the next day and being like, Did we do pogo last
night? It was like for 2.5 hours.
It was long as shit.
Are you serious? We did it for like 2.5 hours. Like,
a very long
oh,
time.
Fuck.
Dude, she couldn't even
the whole
talk.
Thing,
no memory.
Too.
Couldn't
no
even
memory.
Talk.
I was making,
chicks,
I,
dude.
No, I was making
chicks,
up
dude.
Stories. Like,
what are you?
Like, I don't know if you anybody
fake
listened
news.
To that episode, but it was just like, I have no idea. I have no recollection. I was just making up shit. I don't know. Drunk Jess.
Oh, Renee's trying to call
Drunk
in. Renee.
Drunk Jess has a very different recollection of sober Jess, so
we,
I don't know.
We are going to take a quick call. Hello,
oh,
Renee. How
guest.
Are you doing, Renee?
Renee! Jesus fucking Christ. I've been calling for like a half hour. You guys is bitches.
Pull back the computer
we
volume.
Are.
Yeah.
You's the bitches. You,
it's,
we busy
it's
people.
Andrew's fault.
We busy people.
Andrew was like, honestly, though, Andrew was like, that bitch can wait.
Ooh.
Wow.
Way to
wow.
Dime me out.
Oh. I didn't hear that, but
I did.
I do believe
Jess
it.
Jess is back in that butt.
Beep. You know, you know what Andrew back can do? Away. Andrew can suck my dick. How about
present
that?
It. How about present that? It.
You tell him.
How about that?
Yes. So, Renee, did you hear we're adding
yes.
a song to the Paradabs?
Renee says she
the Paradabs are
resurrected. To the songs that I already didn't learn, you're going to add another one.
We're gonna have to figure this out. We're gonna have to get together.
Do it, Renee.
Tim, are you singing it? Tim, are you going to sing it?
Mike's not going to know the words.
If the asshole's around me, you will give me a chance to respond myself. I can respond.
You can't talk anyway.
Well, I mean, can you hear me, Renee? Can you hear me, Renee?
The floor is yours.
I can hear Tim. I can hear you.
Yes. So,
guys, shut up and let me talk to Tim. Let me talk to my man, Tim.
Okay.
Talk, Tim.
Okay, right. I was giving it a second.
I'm waiting for you to respond. I said, Tim, are you going to sing this song?
I plan on doing so. So, yes, I plan on doing so with Mike. And or
Mike will be humping you. Mike will be humping you while you sing it.
Oh,
you
know? My God, that would top it all off.
Right?
You know, via switching verses, you know, take turns humping. You know?
Are you
going to
top
words
him off afterwards?
Me.
No, I'm saying, you know, to top it all off via the song being sung by us both.
But, no, but I think he wants to know if you're going to top him off after.
To like really
always type mock.
Is he asking who's going to be the top and who's going to be the bottom? Is that what he's asking right now?
I think it's Mike top, Tim bottom. That's how we're being compensated for the show. It's all Mike
being compensated. Tim, you could be the power bottom. You could be the power bottom.
He will generate a phenomenal amount of power, a tremendous amount of power from the bottom.
Who the hell is all up there? Who's piled in your
there
attic giving
Devil
each other
John,
corona right now?
We got a new Jess. We got King Colin, who you left something at his house one time. His brother Sean, $4 Sean. Fucking blue haired Jess.
New Jess?
New Jess. So like a fifth one. We got a fifth.
A fifth Jess?
A fifth Jess. She's very quiet. They're always quiet their first time. They're always quiet.
Who is this fifth Jess? Who is this person?
Fifth Jess, who are you? Say hi, fifth Jess.
Her name is spelled J-E-S.
Hello. She says, hey, what's up? First time she's talked all night. Give her a round of applause.
Yeah.
Hip, hip, hop, hop.
Say hello.
I think my
hello.
Sampler is muted. Is track 9 muted?
Muted.
Muted.
I think she's muted.
Guys, I'm getting a little
muted.
Fucked up.
Nine?
Did I cue up a
hi,
song?
Renee.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I wanted to hear
Renee, can you
what did you want to hear?
I can hear you, Casey. How are you?
Oh, we are going to get to some Agent Orange because this band
Casey gets with terrible.
Here is Agent Orange.
The song that everybody likes.
With Bloodstains.
Fast cars.
All right, that was Agent Orange right there. We're going to keep the tracks rolling with the sex, drugs, and alcohol band. Here's Permanent Binge. Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. You guys can find that. You guys can find that whole album on Spotify. So go over there and do that. Now we were talking about some other local bands and bands that we love.
Yeah, let's do that.
And there's another one putting out a new release. These guys coming out of Jersey. They're doing a. They just put out a
Jersey
this week with the Diamond Dogs.
Oops, they're walking here
with the Diamond Dogs, who are from right around the block from here. So we're gonna get to a Despised track. Here's Despised NJ, one of their older tracks with Mina. Go pre-order that new 7-inch from Bandcamp.
Pogo City Radio.
Mina was alone in her teen years. Her days and nights were filled with tears.
Oi, 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 oi.
At her appointment, she never got any calls. She started thinking about ending it all.
Oi, 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 oi.
Mina took a walk to the record store. Saw a tent she never seen before.
Oi, 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 oi.
Running home that night, put it in a stereo.
despised NJ on Pogo City Radio right there. Like I said, those guys got a new split 7-inch with the Diamond Dogs. Pre-order that shit on Bandcamp. But yeah, should we get to our friends from the West Coast? Should we get to them up next?
Yeah, I think we haven't played them in a little bit.
But we're going to play my favorite song. So here's the Broken Cuffs.
Of course.
With these boots.
Do it.
Boots. All right, that was the Broken Cuffs right there with these boots on Pogo City Radio. Go check those guys coming out of California. And Ricardo, he's got some really awesome Instagram posts.
Yeah,
some really.
He just moved back to Palmdale.
Okay, Palmdale. I don't know California like that. Afro Man?
Yes, I was just gonna say that. I know Palmdale because I love Afro Man. He has a song called
coming from
Palmdale.
East Side Palmdale.
Palmdale.
Yes.
So I was like, oh my
they call
god,
it East Side Palmdale.
Oh, there's like some serious shit going down in Palmdale with the black guys that are getting hanged.
That's crazy, dude.
Serious.
That's crazy. No, that's absolutely crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely crazy. But we are going to get to another band we got to hang out with a little bit
in Florida. So awesome. We got to meet
April.
And we all went to Tammy's house.
Hi, April.
Tammy.
Yeah,
we
April,
love you, Tammy.
April and Dylan.
We love you, Tammy.
And Tim's on the
Sniper 66.
The,
yes. And we went. We got all like
Tim's and Mike also loves Tammy. I hope Tammy's listening. I hope Tammy's listening.
Everybody loves Tammy. That's met Tammy.
Tammy was a firecracker.
She was. Oh,
Tammy.
Okay.
And this one.
This one's for Tammy.
This one's for Tammy.
She was a total firecracker.
We love you, Tammy.
She almost got kicked out of the venue.
She did get kicked out of the venue for grabbing that guy's ass.
Yeah.
That's great. I love you, Tammy.
She was a social justice warrior.
I love you, Tammy.
So we're not going to hate.
Here is Sniper 66 with Firecracker.
I told you.
Nightburst 66, Pogo City Radio. Got an awesome video of them up on our YouTube
Radio
as well.
And
added a bunch of new videos to the Pogo
Don't
channel.
Shush me.
So go look for
the
Sniper 66.
No
heads, fucking erections, ejected, Reaver. Some old Drew Getz videos from like 2 years ago.
Go check out the Pogo City YouTube channel.
And we
just got stocked.
Yes, it did.
It did, yeah.
Got stocked. I've been saying I was going to do that for a while, and I finally did.
He finally did something.
Shimmy.
Shimmy. All right. Now, we got a thing on here we call the Pogo City.
As you all know.
The Pogo City Wild Card, which is where we play something a
Hit
little
that wild card one more time.
Off format. And sometimes it's doo-wop, sometimes it's glam bands.
Sometimes it's funky shit.
Sometimes it's old dirty bastard with shimmy.
Sometimes
shimmy.
I think it's a little more than often.
We love the Wu-Tang.
We love our old school rap.
Yes, we do. 90s,
we
baby.
We always pay homage.
Here's Old Dirt McGurk. Shimmy shimmy ya. Boondock Saints. No, Boondocks. Not Boondock Saints. Boondocks. ODB. Pogo.
Ooh, baby, Pogo. I like it more. Yeah, baby, I like it more. Ooh, baby, I like it more. Yeah, baby, I like it more. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, he's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass disco dorm. For you to even touch my skill, you gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For an EMC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer Norman Bain. My producer slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage, and then I dip down. Ooh, baby, I like it more. Yeah, baby, I like it more. Ooh, baby, I like it more. Yeah, baby, I like it more. Baby, I like it more. Yeah, baby, I like it more. Ooh, baby, I like it more. Yeah, baby, I like it more.
House nigga, it's who's getting the feeling that it's laying off. Lambs, good looks, and be sitting far. They drew, lambs, roll on the side. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yeah, shimmy yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Or for the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass, this so dumb. But you didn't even touch my steel. You gotta vote the one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Drop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. But any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer Norman Bass. My producer slam, though it's like bam. Jump on stage and then I dent down.
Old dirty bastard. Wu-Tang.
Yo, I totally got my ass whooped listening to the song.
Yeah.
Because my dad had over 1,000 CDs.
Oh.
And I was like, yo, this looks dope. And then as soon as I popped it on, I was like, yo, this is fucking awesome.
Yes. Old dirty.
Old
dirty bastard.
Old
dirty bastard.
Apostrophe.
Although I asked.
Because there ain't no father to his
style.
I did ask my uncle what it meant by liking it raw.
What did he mean to like it raw? What exactly did he mean?
What does that mean, Uncle?
He just shook his head and just passed on that question.
What does it mean to like it raw?
I remember.
Go ask your dad.
My dad listened to Guar when I was growing up, and he was like,
Preschool prostitutes.
Or sex cow.
Sex cow.
So I was like, I love this. This is awesome. I like listening to this. I want to see them. You see them all the time. He's like, not till you're 18.
Yeah.
Not till you're 18. I was like, why?
My kids love the song You Can't Kill Joey Ramone, and they know all the lyrics.
Bobby Seconds.
And they're like, Daddy, who sings this? And I'm like, The Seconds? I can't have my daughters walking around saying Sloppy Seconds. So even though, you know what
Daddy,
I mean?
That's,
so apparently,
that's probably
apparently
a good call.
The Seconds now play Can't Kill Joey Ramone.
Although
it's
I think
seconds,
if my kids started saying Sloppy Seconds, I would laugh.
Mine are girls, so I would not.
there was one time, I think me and Andrew took
all five of our kids.
All five of our kids to like something.
Fire, we were, bonfire.
Bonfire, yeah. And we were picking up like a pizza, like a quick pizza to go. And they were all five of them were in the back of Andrew's car being like, no, no, no. Joey, no, go. Go. And I was so proud. He was
yeah,
in the
all,
band getting
they
the
were in
I was
unison.
Like, oh in unison. All five
it's a really
little,
good song.
All five little girls.
It's a really good
and
song.
And we're
going
to get to that really good song by the
after,
seconds.
Oh, now.
By the seconds.
Skip
oh,
the other
I,
song
my bad. I'll have to go back
okay,
to it.
We'll go back.
But here no, are yeah. the sloppy seconds, which you can't kill Joey Ramone.
No, oh, no, no. Go. Joey, no, go.
Sloppy seconds right there with You Can't Kill Joey Ramone. Now, Sean wants to hear a twofer. We're sticking with the same
album. I was telling Colin that this
album,
that last song
Endless
was
Bummer.
By the
no,
same
that wasn't
band.
The song.
He wants.
He did not want that one.
Shut up and yeah. pour me. A
Colin,
drink.
I played this song for Colin like a year or two ago. And Colin really liked it. And I was like, Colin, the one that's singing this song, you know, the last song, is the same band that says. That does this song.
Yes.
He's like, oh shit.
Of all the bands
magical.
In the world.
Magical.
He knows.
Why
he
doesn't
knows.
Everybody shut up and pour me a goddamn drink?
Do it, motherfucker, on Pogo
Give
City
me a bottle
Radio.
Of booze. Here's my dollar. Suck my dick.
Don't tell me. Don't tempt me. I'll drink till the bottle's empty. Denial, so don't put my life on trial. I never asked for your opinion. I never asked for your advice. You think I'm unable to set my drink down on the table? I hoard it, I guard it, but damn it, I'm the one who bought it. So I don't wanna hear your sermon. You're only preaching to the choir. Santa was a social drinker. Don't tell me, don't tempt me. Don't break it to me gently. If you don't ask me stupid questions, then I'll never tell you stupid lies. And nobody is paying you to think.
contrition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. You think I've got a drinking problem, but I think I do it pretty well. And anyway, nobody's paying you to sing. Shut up and pour me a drink.
Lovely, some sloppy seconds. Just shut up and pour me a drink. The sloppy seconds on Pogo City. Goddamn radio. I like that album. I like that band. I like all that. Shut up and pour me a drink. Yes.
It was a Jess, Andrew, and Sean
yes.
sing-along.
Yes. I think I went. Go ahead.
I'm not trying to interrupt. No, I was just like, because they were scheduled to play.
Yes. Philly.
So I was like, wait, am I unmuted?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound like, oh, okay, I hear myself now. But no, I was wondering if their shows got rescheduled, because they were supposed to play New York and Philly right before Corona.
I don't know the official. I don't know.
It's
I don't
so
know if
sad.
They were postponed
I had so
or canceled.
So many like shows that I was looking forward to for this year.
And even
like,
if it is postponed, it feels like most shows that got postponed for like 12 months.
Dude, yeah, yeah my
so,
Luna Chicks show.
So
were,
even if it
like
is,
a reunion
it's a really long
like for
time.
April. It was in April. It was supposed
yeah.
to be
and now
it's now
next
it's
April. Yes,
now it's
exactly.
So,
I
want to
say it was earlier than that. I want to say it was like March.
Waiting like 15.
No, she means
20 years.
She means the
oh,
Luna
Chicks. Chicks. Okay.
I've been waiting 20 years, so I guess I'll wait.
Funny
year,
thing, you're not on Facebook. Actually, I'm not going to say this on the microphones. Yeah. Andrew, good thing for mute buttons. We're going
to
play another story. Then I'm going
to
tell Jess a funny
we're
story.
Play another story.
We're going to play a story,
well, yes.
guys.
All right, we're going to play a song while
word.
I tell
you.
Here's good night moon.
Can you read us a bedtime
here's
story,
here's a story
please?
About the house rent blues.
Here's the story of one of my
of
favorite
a lovely lady.
Sillies. Sillies? My favorite sillies?
Cities.
Cities. Party in.
Sillies.
I
may
love
have up here.
Philadelphia.
The city.
Great fucking
Philadelphia.
People.
Silly. City. Silly. We can't.
Silly
I said the
city.
Same
silly.
Thing.
You did.
They are
you
a silly
did.
Yeah,
city.
I said
silly
it.
City.
It's because we're both drinking vodka.
Yeah.
And smoking. Smoking
yeah,
the reefers.
Yeah. So play the goddamn song.
All right. Here's Combat Crisis with
our
city.
Yes.
We'll throw sprigs against the wall, run through the city like wrecking ball.
Let's party!
We'll never stop, we're not afraid. If you break the bikes, we'll break the chain.
Let's party!
D-H-O-S-T-I-L-A City. In the H-O-S-T-I-L-A. Let's party! The H.O.S.
against the wall, run through the city like wrecking ball.
Let's party!
Combat Crisis coming out of Philly right there. Now, also, on when I was downloading all those videos from my Facebook, I'm going to have to throw this one up on YouTube also. It was, I forget which show it was, but it's Connie's Rick Rack. And what's the singer? Is it Alicia? Is that the Combat Crisis chick? Yeah, all right. So Alicia came out on stage with, I believe, the Stolen Wheelchairs and did a couple Combat Crisis songs. Got that on video. Good fucking time. Maybe I'll throw that up on YouTube. But while we're on Pogo, why don't you guys listen to the Bare Knuckle Hooligans? Here they are with Working Man. Right, that was Combat Crisis right there. We are very distracted. No, that was Bare Knuckle Hooligans. Why is my computer not working? We are not paying attention. I got distracted.
I went to the bathroom for 3 minutes.
And it all goes to hell. Yes. All goes to hell.
I see what
we need you to be.
Oh,
up
look,
here.
John doesn't even remember to unmute me. I
because
leave
I thought
the room
he was doing a twofer.
Am I unmuted?
No, I see. I thought he was doing
and
a twofer.
And everything goes to hell.
So I don't know, guys. Should,
I'm very necessary.
Should we continue the show or should we just hang out and listen to music
and
hang out?
I had a request from Muggsy. I did.
Muggsy? Yeah, he meant to play. I was supposed to play something on the last show.
Oh, he wanted you to play Deadline.
Did he send me the link in my Facebook?
He sent me the link.
I think he sent it to me, too. Is that sold out? Oh, there's a bunch. Have you guys been talking to the people in the chat? Because I haven't.
Okay,
so is anyone?
I haven't either.
All right.
Here I
sorry.
I am there in like the semi-recent thing.
Sorry.
There's two messages after me.
I don't know. Okay. So no, what was I going to do? Muggsy.
Wait, can you play the Dwarves real quick?
Yeah, because I need. It's going to take me a second to pull up Muggsy's track.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going old school Dwarves or later Dwarves?
I
want to
hear Sluts of the USA. I love that song.
Okay, so newer Dwarves. Love it. Sluts of the USA. Yes, one of my favorites. I believe that's off. The Dwarves are, no, not Young and Good Looking. The Dwarves are the best band ever? Or is
it's
it off
the one
the
where those naked chicks are around the
there's
record?
There's always
record
naked
player.
Chicks on
well, it's
Dwarves.
Like a white cover. There's naked chicks around a record player.
No, they're around a midget on a albums. Crucifix.
Well, I mean, they're awesome.
There's always
so,
tits. There's always boobies.
Tits are awesome. So.
Tits are great.
Yeah.
Yes, titties are
fucking
great.
Love the Dwarves, and
fuck
we
boobs.
Are going
and we
to
love titties.
Get
I want
to
go. I
know you want yeah. Sluts of the USA, one of my favorites. Now you can't get this video on YouTube, but
dude,
you can hear it. It's from the Dwarves Must Die. I believe
that's so funny that you say that because I tried to listen to the song and I was like, you know, they don't have a good version, I guess. And you were like, well, wait, they have this video. You have to like actually kind of look for
it. Yeah, because it's on a different platform because everyone
if
is naked.
You have like two all or of the three, chicks. Five minutes to spare. Just look for this video.
The song's
so
like a minute and
phenomenal.
A half. It's awesome. Everyone is naked.
Everyone's naked.
Most of the dwarves
are
naked.
And they're having
naked.
A great fucking
there's
time.
There's a shit ton of girls that are just naked and crowd
so
surfing.
Awesome.
And the dwarves are motorboating. And there's dicks. They're
dicks.
Signing
kind
tits.
Kind of like Nashville Pussy.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Every one of their,
we
yeah.
love
every one
sluts.
Of their fucking videos. Or
yeah, Nashville Pussy.
Yeah, Nashville Pussy. Exactly. We love sluts. I'm
we
a
love
slut.
Sluts. So
and
I'm
we
a, I
love
am the lower class slut.
The lowest of all classes.
You know, this is kind of my song.
No class slut should really be her name.
Yes.
I'm
not going to have
we are the sluts of the USA. We are the sluts of the USA. And we can further, we can struggle, we can bust a nut. We wouldn't have it any other way. We're like a die-hard drug tart. Never quit, man, we're so smart. Pop tart. Got me shitting like a girl, right? Hold tight. Take a number, cause we're Amtrak. Soft crack. Like a plumber down a drain pipe late night. Easy action on a team queen daydream. Chain reaction and it's too late. Can't wait for the last goodbye.
The Dwarves. FYI, LCJ was absolutely right about the album cover. She was. I thought it was on another album cover. Three naked chicks. Three. Yes. I thought it was the crucifix one, but that's a different album.
You were. Oh, see, I was muted again.
That's John's on the board, man. John, I think he's got the top button pushed, and it shouldn't be.
I totally was right, though, because it's a white cover with naked chicks around a record player.
What was I supposed to play now?
You were gonna.
Oh, Muggsy's song.
Yeah, Muggsy's song.
Muggsy has a request.
You didn't line it up.
Deadline. I did line it up, girl, and it's coming up next on Pogo City Radio. Why don't I hear it?
You're lucky.
Why don't I hear it? There it is.
Oops. Where did you start? You could have put it, doesn't matter now anyway. Where did you go? Where did you start? You could have put it, doesn't matter now anyway. Where did you go? Where did you start? You could have put it, doesn't matter now anyway. Where did you go? Where did you start? You could have put it, doesn't matter now anyway. Yeah.
Deadline on Pogo City Radio. Well, that was for Muggsy. We played that one off of YouTube. Go search it out last night. They got a video up for it. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Sean over there, while that song was playing, said, because the singer has like a Chelsea cut, you know what I'm saying? And I said, see, I prefer girls with big 80s teased up hair. And Sean, you apparently don't like that? That's
no,
like my favorite
I
thing in the world.
80s hair
you like
on women.
Slutty
I hate
80s
that
bitches.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Yes.
I don't like the teased hair thing.
I love teased hair.
I was saying
blondes.
My hair is like seriously flat.
Flat.
Though,
yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
I just have long hair because if I didn't.
It's not like I only like teased hair, but I am a sucker for bleach blonde teased hair in leather with like boobs pushed up around the throat like they're being strangled.
I
you know what I mean?
I
getting strangled by the cleavage.
Yes,
yes.
I was saying I dig chicks with Chelsea's.
Yes. I've dated like three girls with
Chelsea's.
Like
a duck ass cut?
Three of them, probably.
What's
three
that?
Of them.
Is that that duck butt cut?
It's great. We love the sluts
no,
in the city.
It's the shaved
no,
because
the,
like the
jabbers
the
don't
front.
Sing sluts in the city. So we're going to do the Cedar Street sluts with Tammy Tits. Because I love Tammy Tits.
But G.G.
And
Allen
I love,
is terrible.
No, G.G. Allen is awesome, and the Jabbers is still G.G. Allen. And this is G.G. Allen with a bunch of chicks.
The
Jabbers
are
so
Jabbers.
So what, you don't like him because there's women in the band? Which
no,
you got something against
I,
women?
No,
can
never.
Women not back up G.G.
Yeah,
Allen?
What the fuck?
Are women
yeah,
not cool
whoa.
Enough to play
whoa.
With G.G.?
Are you really
well, you're a hater,
bro.
That's what it sounds like.
Come on, brah.
That's the stance you took. That G.G.
Come on,
bro.
That's
women
the
shouldn't play with G.G.,
come on, man. This is the PC universe, bro.
Come on,
bro.
I never once said anything along those lines. See, he was trying
to... It came out your lip.
He was trying to
not the other
women.
The top lips.
Like earlier, G.G. Allen.
This is earlier.
I don't even...
It's mid-era. It is.
Yeah,
it's mid-era. It's
80s.
It's
not the Jabbers. I
it's
like
not.
The Jabbers.
But see, he made this band to empower women and show
no,
men that women
he
could be
not.
In the rock
you're
scene,
full
too.
Of shit.
He got a band. He fronted a band filled with chicks.
That's cool.
He was showing
he
people that women
you're
could
you're
be in rock and roll.
When you say
that's
that
what
that's
I took from
reason.
It. I saw
no.
those
yeah,
videos
okay.
and
that's,
I was like,
that's
chicks
cool
could rock.
That's your personal interpretation.
I saw. I was like, chicks can rock.
That is totally not.
Because
G.G.
was playing.
G.G.
was playing.
He's like,
playing
I'm
with
just
a bunch of girls.
Make this band of bitches and try and tell them all what to do.
I don't think so. So you're saying Tammy Tits isn't an independent woman? I feel like they were all independent women. They stood up for themselves and wouldn't let Gigi push them around. I'm good at this. I'm good at this.
Fuck
here's
you.
Gigi, sluts, and in the city.
Sluts
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Sluts somewhere.
I will be where I am.
Sluts in the City, Gigi Allen, and the Cedar Street Sluts. Now remember, no matter what LCJ says, girls can rock too. Girls can rock too, no matter what LCJ says.
Shout out to the
Sure they are. Sure they are. Sure they are.
Humans of all kind are welcome in the den.
Who else's favorite band is the Lunatics?
At Devil's Den Radio.
Dino.
Why is
the Cramps are playing again?
We are fucking up.
I may have f***ed up here.
But yes.
No, I think we should go out with this phenomenal
closing. We are going to go out with this one. But before we do, got to remind you, if you missed any portion of the live show, the podcast will be available in a few short I can't talk
Do you think
minutes.
Anybody like fast forwards to the end where they're like, I don't know where I could find this?
No, but see what the idea is. No, but here's what the idea is. Somebody could have punched in live 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And then
you're
funny.
No,
it's actually called
a
radio reset. There you go, because we're live.
Mr. Podcast
so we can, oh, and that means I can always, whenever I want, be like, you're listening to Pogo City Radio. I'm
click
Andrew Bedlam.
Click
I can always
click,
do that.
Click
I can always do that. It's fun. It's fun. There's I like to
button.
Pretend. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I got to go because I'm fucked up.
Yeah, that's why we're going to get to this closer.
We're going to get to this closer.
Play
we're
this
saying,
shit already so we can get
fucked up.
I'm kind of ranting about how like all the old people. I'm the youngest person at my job.
Yes, and the rest are baby boomers.
Yeah, totally. The rest are boomers. And like I almost punched all of them in the face the other day just because of stupid shit. But this song goes out to all those.
Because they
ranch
me,
bro.
They got mad that somebody pulled in with a Black Lives Matter sticker.
Yeah.
Jess wants to put them all over her car now.
I do. I just want to cover my
totally
car.
Totally
now.
Should.
Because
just put one right on your forehead.
I want them to ask me about it.
Yeah. Just
but
put
they
it
won't.
Right on your forehead.
I'm the youngest one.
Jess, I have
about my wiener.
Jess, I have a fuck Donald Trump shirt. Do you want to borrow it?
Do you really have a fuck?
I really have a shirt that says "fuck Donald Trump" on it.
That's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
You remember the Blood for Blood shirt that said "fuck Fred Durst" on it?
I don't, but that's awesome.
I was at a Unseen show, and Mark was wearing it at the Chrome. A fuck Fred Durst Blood for Blood shirt. It was awesome.
Nice.
But we're getting out of here. Remember, you can find the most recent 100 episodes on iTunes or Apple Music, whatever the fuck it's called now.
Spotify,
Google
Wherever
Play.
Wherever you stream podcasts.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Seriously.
You know,
Google Cock all that
I
shit,
had
bro.
Like a, kind of like, a, like an underground podcast streaming thing.
Thank you, Casey. We actually can make money off that. We don't, but we could.
No, I had like an underground podcast
you
streaming thing, and I could find
songs.
It on that. So whatever you use, you can find us.
Because we are everywhere.
You can find us.
We're a bunch
everywhere.
Of sluts.
You can find us on
We
fun.
Get
Actually,
around.
For the shows that we did in the past, you can find this, the list.
Recent
the
100.
What?
Yeah. Last 100.
Yeah, we're on like, we have our own playlist for shows that we put on and shit, which is really cool.
All right, we're going to get the fuck out
You're
of
like
here.
Like organized punk rockers.
Kind of.
Like Not semi.
Really.
We try.
Semi, yeah.
We're millennials, so we're good with computers, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, technology's
yes.
cool.
Technology. All right, we're going to get the fuck out of here.
Do it.
Listen to Devil's Den
with
Radio.
With a band from Maine.
And check out Devil's Den Radio.
Yes, also on Podbean.
Check out
and
John's
everywhere else.
Shit.
See you later.
Bye, everybody.
Dave Matthews Band and Fish. He's not bad. He's really not bad.
Remember, find us on Facebook at Pogo City Radio.
Every
Instagram,
time I'm around.
Miwi, Twitter, all that shit.
Here's fucking racist.
Maggots.
By a global
threat. See you later.
Off until we die.
Bye, motherfuckers. Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
Brett Threat is the bass player. Brian Pogo is the singer.
We love a Global Threat.
Brett Threat is only on the first album.
Until We Die is definitely
and,
one of my favorites.
Which is a fucking way of life. Until We Die, somebody else plays bass. But Brett Threat, I mean, Brian Pogo is the main guy from a Global Threat. Brian Pogo.
And Mark Unseen.
There's a, no, Mark Unseen doesn't come till way later. A Global Threat's van breaks down while they're on tour.
Yeah.
A Global Threat, I should have done this on Pogo, just the live listeners are here.
Did you edit it already?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, we're still recording. Oh, shit.
All right,
so we'll do this then. All right, so what happens is a Global Threat was a band, you know what I mean? And their van breaks down while they're on tour. Mark Unseen hits him up and he's like, yo, like, we can bail you out and everything.
So was this when they were touring?
Cool, unless you get close to him and then he smells like patchouli oil.
Wait, but let me finish the story. So then he said he would put out an album for them, but he said he wanted to join the band and sing. So then ADD Records helped them out with What the Fuck Will Change. And that's when Mark joined, and then Mark was also on Until We Die. Then he leaves, starts Self-Destruct, and a Global Threat starts putting out like In the Red, like, Earache, all that shit.
Self-Destruct was better than Unseen.
Well, so Self-Destruct only has four original songs, one 7-inch
and a cover. Like the Kids Will Revolt and shit. Like,
I'm sorry, what? Kids Will Revolt, that's after Mark.
I thought that was like early a Global Threat.
It's not Mark, let's say. Okay, maybe it's not Mark. We'll just phrase
Kids
it that
Revolt
way.
Is
Sean
like
knows his
early
street punk better than Andrew.
Global
so
Threat.
No, but I feel like that comes out like when the Here We Are comes out, which is also without Mark. That's the first full length without Mark.
I feel like that's the seven inch. Like, early Global Threat was like the Kids Will Revolt and shit like that.
Well, I mean, it's not like we don't have like fucking Google and shit.
We can find out.
We can
it
go on Wikipedia.
Matter.
So I guess the show's not over. I guess the show's not over.
I guess we should get to
we'll play Self-Destruct.
The Unseen. Self-Destruct.
Are we gonna leave?
No, Replay still play. Screaming.
Now they only. I remember I hit up Mark Unseen and I was like, "Yo, you guys want to play Self-Destruct? Want to play in Allentown at the punk block party?"
No.
He was like, "You'd have to fly us out, and we only have 5 songs." I was like, "Nah, I don't know about that one, buddy. I don't know about that one."
Yeah, Self-Destruct did not do too much.
It was just the 1 7-inch on punk core, which is half of a Global Threat and half of the Unseen.
Can we either play Violent Affair or Still Screaming?
All right, we'll play Violent Affair.
I love the guitar intro in Violent Affair.
I love the bridge.
Where did that come from?
Where did what come from?
Violent Affair.
No, he means the song.
The song
Violent
is called
Affair.
Violent Affair.
By Self-Destruct, okay, no, not the band. Okay,
okay. Not the band.
No,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about
so
the band.
So we're going
to
get
like,
out of here for real, I think. Here is Self-Destruct.
For reals.
Fucking punk core doesn't get much better than that, bitches. Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Where are my expensive
half of the Unseen. Half of a Global Threat. Here is Self-Destruct with Violent Affair. See you guys next time.
Knocked the run. You just fucking dead. It wasn't worth it to you. Taking it on. Party's over.